Hey, good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, July 30th, as the month kind of drains out here. Got a little sunshine peeking through the smoke and 64 degrees. Well, I've been talking about this for quite a while, that Bikes and Brews, August 16th, happening here in downtown Wahpeton, brought to you by, of course, Operation Zero and good friends there. And they join me in the studio. You're got Arcade with me. What in the world are you doing here? You got me on camera. What's going on? What are you up to?
Well, Bikes and Brews. I mean,
that's what we're talking today.
Yeah,
great. You got a great event happening here on Dakota Avenue, Arcade. Tell what this coming up August 16th. What's this all about?
It's about raising awareness for veteran suicide. It does happen, and we try to, in our local area, bring that number back down to zero.
Right.
I mean, we would want it across the nation, but statistically, it ain't going to happen. But we're going to try really hard in our local area to bring it
And that's
zero.
Where the name comes from.
Yep, Operation Zero.
Well, not just, you know, talking veteran suicides, you are basically around to help veterans any way you can. I mean, if there's a need, you guys always seem to step up and help out.
That's
Am I right?
If we have an opportunity, yes.
Right.
We just need them to reach out.
Okay.
We could try to find them, but they got to reach out through our website. They can see where we donated money to or helped veterans with before.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a great cause.
Awesome. Let's back up and talk about your pancake feed too. You said that was a good success.
That was awesome. The ladies did a great job organizing the whole thing, and we probably could have needed like four or five more hands on deck.
No kidding. Okay.
It got busy.
Note to self, the next time you have a pancake feed. Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
All right. Good. That is great to hear. Well, tell me about this event happening on August 16th. What's all going to be going on?
Dabs, go ahead. Tell them all the things that are going.
Step on up there, boy. You bet. Step up to the mic. Talk real loud so everybody can hear you. And what's happening?
Well, I know you said kids 12 and under get in for free, and we're going to be having, you said a rock climbing wall?
Possibly.
That's a possibility?
Possibility.
Okay. We're going to have something for the kids.
All right.
Because it is a kid family event, mm-hmm. oriented type thing, so there's going to be like something for the kids to do there to keep them entertained and all energized out and everything.
All
There'll
right.
be multiple kid games there.
All right.
Yeah, just not sure what it's going to be yet.
And you got DJ Rumble showing up too.
Absolutely,
okay, yeah. There we got a history there with him. So he'll provide some good entertainment for you.
Yeah, he's going to be going on from noon to 6 p.m.
Okay.
And then from 7 p.m. to 11, we're having Tripwire come in.
Boy, man, you hit the big time with them. Tripwire,
yeah.
Man, great group, great band, and good people too.
Yeah, we got to see them at another event, and those guys don't stop playing for 4 hours.
No, it's straight through.
Yeah,
it's definitely a good thing. And now for Tripwire, the price on that's $10, right?
Correct.
For admission into that. But again, events going on throughout the entire day. So what time are you kicking everything off?
At noon.
Okay.
Noon.
And that's all happening right here on Dakota Avenue. So definitely looking forward to that. What else you got? Any other information we need to know about this August 16th event? You're going to be in before then, and we're going to talk more about it.
Next time I'll have a completed list of all of our sponsors.
Okay.
And, we'll just have a whole bunch more information. We're just still compiling everything and making sure that our I's are dotted and our T's are crossed.
So if people want to contribute too, let's talk about this, to the silent auction, they can still do that. Just reach out to you, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Through the Facebook page, you can just reach out and one of us will show up and pick it up.
That'd Fantastic.
Be awesome. But he has the Firehouse Pub. He lets us have one room, just so we can put all the silent auction items in there.
That would be Kirk.
Yep,
yeah, doing it upright. Bikes and Brews, folks, happening here, brought to you by Operation Zero. It's going to be coming up here August 16th right here on Dakota Avenue in Wahpeton. What else you got, buddy?
We had on our flyers Rock on Trucks would be there. They miscommunication
mm-hmm.
happened, and they're working trucks.
Okay.
They have to go on the road, and when they're available...
Then you get them.
Then we get them.
Okay.
This year, we have to say we apologize. All right. Won't be down for it. So
shoot for next year.
No, 100%. Yeah, we are shooting for next year. Next year will be 10 years. We've been doing this for 10 years.
Unbelievable. Well, you're doing great work, folks. And again, you'll be in. We'll kind of start this Wednesday sort of tradition here at 8:40. All right, sound good?
That's perfect.
Okay, thanks for coming in, folks. Like I said, I feel guilty getting anybody up this hour of the morning.
No, already up.
Appreciate it. Yes, Bikes and Brews, folks. Get it on your calendar. August 16th going on right here on Dakota Avenue in Wapton. It's 8:44 here at the Voice of the Valley. Time for Point of Law. Brought to you by your locally owned car wash, All Seasons Car Wash in West Wapanin.
Must a rule about dependency allowances be the same for women in the military as it is for men? The court ran that question up the flagpole in the case of the sergeant's spouse. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law. Sergeant Marla Kennedy.